Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators for a successful freelance career and lifestyle with your host, Tess Whitty.
This episode is sponsored by LSP Expert, a translation management tool designed by and for freelance translators to help us manage our business. It is a central hub for project management, client and supplier details, invoicing, and quotes. No more need for Excel spreadsheets. You can even outsource, track expenses, and run detailed reports. Try it for free of charge for a month. And if you like it, just use the code TESS2018 for a 15% discount on your yearly subscription. Go to lsp.expert for more information. And by Payment Practices, the oldest data set providing objective information on the payment behavior of translation agencies. Use it to search for translation agencies all over the world and check their payment practices. Sign up for a free 7-day trial by going to paymentpractices.net. Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators, the podcast for freelance linguist professionals with business and marketing tips. I think I told you this before, but I did a survey in October among you, and many of you wanted to hear stories from other translators, how they built their career, how they overcame obstacles, how long it took, how they found clients, etc. So today I have the pleasure of providing you one of these interviews and stories, and I would like to welcome Eleonora Angelici. Welcome, Eleonora. How do you say your last name?
Hi, Tess, and hello, everyone. My last name is pronounced Angelici.
Okay, pretty close. Eleonora is an English and German into Italian translator, and she's specializing in marketing and technology. She also says that she tried to learn Finnish, but surrendered. Now, I happen to actually grow up in Finland with Swedish as a native tongue and going to Swedish schools, so I know how hard Finnish is. Tell me about that experience, Eleonora.
Yeah, well, you're totally right. I've studied Finnish for 3 years while I studied for my bachelor degree. Mm-hmm. I studied it as a third language. Mm-hmm. So it got less attention than the first two languages being English and German. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I just didn't get to an advanced level in the time I had.
Okay.
And then had no other chances to go on learning.
That's actually the case for me for Italian. I did study some Italian for a year, but I've never had time to practice it very much or continue. So, but now I know Finnish is said, now English is said to be easy to learn but hard to master, because of the exception, but Finnish is actually the opposite. It's hard to learn but easy to master. Once you have learned all the 17 cases, you know Finnish. So yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Or give up.
Or give up. Yes. Yes. Anyway, tell us about yourself and your career in translation, Eleonora.
So, like you said, I'm an English and German to Italian translator. I specialize in the fields of marketing, leisure, and technology. Mm-hmm. I have obtained a master's degree in specialized translation from the Interpreting and Translation Department of the University of Bologna. Mm-hmm. I did not choose to go freelance as soon as I graduated, but rather I worked for about 1 year and a half as an in-house proofreader and project manager for a translation agency near my hometown. And after that, I decided I would try with self-employment. Mm. And to this day, I have never regretted that decision.
Great. How long have you been a freelancer now then? Or company owner?
It's 2 years and a half now.
Two and a half years. Okay. So you've sort of built your business already. So how did you do this? When you decided to go freelance, how did you develop your business?
Okay, first I made sure I gathered all the information I needed on how to set up my business in the right way from the beginning, mm-hmm. because I strongly believe a good start is half the battle. Mm-hmm. I started sending out emails to selected agencies. While I started getting the first replies to my emails and my daily work schedule gradually filled up, I dedicated myself to taking CPD courses and setting up web pages and social profiles. Mm-hmm. I started with Twitter and LinkedIn.
So what would you say is important to set up your business?
Well, definitely you need to have all the right instruments from the very beginning. A good CV, a good presentation letter or presentation email, a web page, because that's basically the digital business card you can possibly offer, and also social profiles in order to establish a network of not only clients, but also colleagues.
Now, do you work with CAD tools?
Yep, I do.
Would you say
definitely
that's
another key element? Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that's important?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Of course, it depends on the translation fields you deal with, because I don't know, literally translators, of course, get to use CAD tools less.
Yeah.
But for technical translators, so to speak, it's really useful.
Mm-hmm. So how you started saying how you started applying, but how did you get your first clients? Do you remember?
Yeah, my first client actually found me thanks to word of mouth. Oh. I can truly make miracles. So far, I only benefited from it once, but I can say it definitely works. I mainly work for agencies, though. I'm still perfecting my strategy for direct clients. I'm working on that at the moment.
So word of mouth, was that from when you worked as a project manager then?
No, actually it was thanks to an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So you would recommend to not only have your online profiles, but to also tell everyone you know what you're doing.
Definitely. Sometimes opportunities can be next door. I mean, why would you only want to look in foreign countries? You can always find opportunities in your own town. Attend local events. Mm. Let people know you're a translator. Don't just work at home, but attend public venues, for example.
Mm. So did you think it was hard or easy to set up a freelance translation business?
Oh, well, it was definitely not easy.
Okay.
No, but it can be done, of course.
So you just do you know how many applications you sent out before you got a good amount of clients, for example?
I know it took me 2 months to have a full daily work schedule, and I believe I must have sent out around 60, 70 application emails.
Now, 2 months, I think that's a very short time.
Yeah, I think it is too. I just thought it was the result of a good combination of a good CV, an original CV. Mm-hmm. I made sure I had a creative CV that stood out from the crowd, and a good presentation email. I read a lot about writing those, about writing emails in general. I was just as surprised as you, but
yes.
I took the leap, and I'm so happy it went that way.
So do you have any tips on a good creative CV that stands out?
For example, I used Canva, mm-hmm. which is, I think, very popular right now. Mm-hmm. But if you're familiar with Photoshop, you can also achieve good results, even better results. Mm-hmm. Studied, you know, I read a thing or two about the meaning of colors, mm-hmm. and I made sure it fits just one page, mm-hmm. because some CVs are like 2 or 3 pages long, and that's way too long. So just let the client or whoever's watching get an idea of who you are, what you do, why you do it, and how.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds. Those are really great tips. And I have talked about CVs before, and I've interviewed others about CVs, so I will also link to this in the show notes. So, did you encounter any roadblocks on your journey? To me, it sounds like it was pretty easy for you, but did you have any problems or roadblocks, and how did you deal with them?
Well, it's not just the fact that you work, but it's how you work. Mm-hmm. So I may have had a full schedule, but I also had roadblocks. I'm a typical freelance translator, so I suffer from procrastinating and mm-hmm. overthinking. I'm an introvert, mm-hmm. So I find it hard to promote and market myself. Mm-hmm. For that, I think the secret is to detach yourself.
Okay.
I told myself, you're not selling yourself, you're not selling Eleonora, not really, you're selling your business, and it's something you believe in, uh-huh. So it's not like you're exposing your private life, so to speak.
That's a great way to think about it, to detach ourselves and make sure that we just need to get our services out there and become so people know about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
And I also found for procrastinating that planning goals for your business is key. But not just that, you need to set deadlines for achieving mm-hmm. those goals, or you'll keep postponing them.
Yes, yes, I know. And for me, to do my marketing, I have to do it. This is different for everyone, but I have to do it first thing in the morning. Otherwise, I postpone it, and suddenly it's time to go to bed.
So. I feel you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you've made any mistakes or something, and how did you solve the mistake or get over the mistake?
The biggest mistake, I'm sure I've made plenty, but the biggest relates to rates. Uh-huh. I've learned that you should never compromise on rates to embarrassing levels, no matter how desperate you are. But before I realized this, I am accepted to work for some time at a very low rate. But while I did it, it didn't feel right. I thought I shouldn't be doing it this way, and being self-employed should be rewarding, not humiliating.
Yes.
So in a way, I'm glad I learned this lesson from the very start, so I will not make that same mistake again later on.
So the next, did you raise your rates then?
I didn't manage to raise my rate for that client, so I had to let him go. Mm-hmm. But I managed to find clients who would pay me a higher rate.
Yes. And I know many people that start out think that, no, nobody's going to want to pay a higher rate. But wouldn't you say that if you do try, you will find them? You just have to try and not give up?
Definitely. Yeah, the problem is finding the person who will pay you what you want, what you think mm-hmm. you're worth. Mm-hmm. I haven't found, you know, the perfect client yet, because I think the perfect client maybe doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But I can say I improved my situation, and I keep on working to improve that further.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, do you have any advice for other translators when they are growing their business?
As I've already mentioned, make sure you're well prepared and informed on how to start your business and on how to develop it, because there are plenty of tips and insights on the web. You're doing yourself a great job in sort of educating translators on how to market our business. So,
thank you.
I mean, I mean, people have no excuses. You people go on and study and practice what you learned. Mm-hmm. And start off on the right foot and don't let yourself make mistakes knowing that they are, even though it's tempting, just because it's easy. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, allot some time every day to do marketing. Mm-hmm. Be constant and don't find excuses such as I have too much work to think about marketing today, because it's a long-term investment. And the sooner you start investing, the sooner you'll see results.
Very good advice. Do you practice this yourself?
Yeah, I haven't at the beginning. I did not, but in time I learned I should do this, and now I try to stick to my schedule.
Okay. And what are your goals for the next year? Do you have any goals that you want to share?
By the end of the year, I plan on finishing my my new website I'm currently working on at the moment. Mm-hmm. And with that, I want to improve my inbound marketing strategy. So those are the main two goals, because I believe this is the next step to finding direct clients. And also I want to, sort of develop my LinkedIn profile, which I've been neglecting for a while and been focusing on Twitter maybe, and also develop my Facebook page.
Okay.
Basically social networking and marketing, yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a busy year ahead, but it sounds like very, very good strategies to work on. So.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Eleonora. This was short and sweet. If you listeners have any questions, I'm sure we can relay them also. But thank you, Eleonora.
Now,
over to the listeners. Do you have a story to tell about your career in translation or interpreting? I would love to hear from you, and so would the other listeners. So feel free to contact me through the website so I can interview you. Please go to marketingtipsfortranslators.com/160 for contact info plus show notes and links for this episode. I will make sure to link to, did you say that your website is red? Do you have a website that you want to share, Eleonora?
Okay. It's not ready yet, but
this will be posted. Actually, this episode, by the time it goes out, it will be ready, yeah. I think.
Okay.
So we will link to Eleonora's website, and I will link to more information or tips about CVs. So go to the show notes, episode 160, and there you can also share it with other colleagues that might enjoy it, or write a review for Marketing Tips for Translators on iTunes and Stitchers to let me know how I'm doing. I really appreciate it. So thanks again, Eleonora, and thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I will see you in the next episode. Before you go, I wanted to briefly introduce my new book, Marketing Tips for Translators, the ultimate collection of business tips from this podcast. The ideas and tools in this book have produced positive results for translators at every stage in the game, and they will for you too. The book will help you discover the inspiration you need to market your translation services in an efficient way, as well as fresh ideas about productivity and tools for organizing your time and workday. It also covers proven methods and systems for marketing to your ideal clients and strategies for maintaining a continuous marketing plan for finding new clients, keeping your existing clients, and getting the word out about your translation services. Each section of this book is adapted from a podcast interview with an established translator or another professional. I encourage you to check it out at marketingtipsfortranslators.com or look for it on Amazon or Kindle.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Tips for Translators. Download more episodes from www.marketingtipsfortranslators.com. If you like the show, a review on iTunes would be much appreciated.